people are going to be helped, and we're going to have all the information here for you on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for youth aged 16 to 24 was 9% in October 2017, more than double the overall unemployment rate of 4.1%. But 2016 research also shows that if youth has dropped out of high school, if a kid has dropped out of high school, the unemployment rate can climb as high as 31.9%. The good news is that there are WDB-supported programs available to youth in Ventura County who may have faced some personal or job readiness challenges and now want to follow a career path. Here to talk about the opportunities for pathways to youth employment in Ventura County are Jesus Torres, Director, External Affairs, Frontier Communications, WDB Business Services Committee Chair and Board Member. Good morning, Jesus. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me.
And we also have Aaron Antrim, CEO, Boys and Girls Club of Greater Oxnard and Port Hueneme and Youth Empowerment Program, WDB Service Provider. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is one of my favorite topics because I'm an older daddy, and I never really knew the impact of when things go wrong with youth until, and I'll just start off with this comment, when I went to a PTA meeting with my child, they said if things go wrong for a kid as early as the third and fourth grade, that can cause their whole life to turn poorly. It could get them away from education. It could get them away from a good family. And right there, you could have a youth that's going to head in the wrong direction. So it's really, really important. And a lot of us don't realize, oh, come on, ninth grade, he'll fix it, she'll fix it, and things will go okay. So it's really important that we take care of these kids as early as possible. So let's get into it. First, Jesus, with you, how is the WDB involved in supporting services targeting 16 to 24-year-old underserved youth in Ventura County? What are you doing?
Well, the transition to the adult world can be overwhelming, and many of these young adults lack the basic skills, experience, and resources essential for being successful in the real world. So luckily, the WDB offers youth employment services through a youth employment service contract with the Boys and Girls Club, which Aaron will talk about, and Pathpoint is a nonprofit in Ventura that serves Ventura, East County, and the Santa Clara Valley. And there's also the American Job Center of California, a one-stop shop for employment services. So you're talking about resume workshops. You know, there's a database of jobs there. Also through our web portal, vcjobsforthefuture.org. It's a one-stop shop online where youth can say, I want to be an architect. So what do I have to do? And so it lays out the career pathway for youth to see what they have to do to become a radiologist, what they have to do to become a doctor. Or so it's online, and there's a Facebook page as well.
And I'm sure a lot of these kids would look at you and go, a doctor? I can't be a doctor. That's impossible because of the way their life has been set up so far. To them, that dream is probably crazy, but it is possible if we get the kids in line and get them in the proper educational atmosphere. Aaron, tell us about the Youth Empowerment Program at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Oxnard and Port Hueneme. How many youths are participating in this great program?
So we have over 100 young people. It's really a two-year program, and we have 100 young people in the active phase or year one of the program, and we have 100 young people in the year two of the program. And it really is fantastic because, like you said, this program opens up opportunities for kids that they wouldn't have otherwise known. So you don't know what it takes to be a doctor or a nurse or any other type of occupation until you're exposed to those types of things. And so having people come and talk about those occupations and how they got there and exploring some of the possibilities for these kids is something that they've never done before. So we're happy to provide that.
And that's one of those things, their mindset is, well, that's for other people. That's for people of advantage. But it can be there for everyone as long as we just open up the doors and tell the kids about it. Hey, Jesus, back to you. I understand that Pathpoint provides similar services to youth in the areas outside of Oxnard and Port Hueneme. Could you describe the programs available to youth through Pathpoint?
Sure. Well, Pathpoint offers a program aimed at connecting youth to educational and career-related opportunities. Youth will gain access to work readiness workshops, paid work experience, access to community resources, vocational training. So they have a program called the Youth Network Services, which provides these services to youth ages 16 to 24. And these youth are... they face a lot of life challenges. These are youth that we call disconnected youth. It means that they're not connected to a social institution or a school or a job. So they're hard to find, and they face the biggest barriers. And so our Pathpoint and the Boys and Girls Club, their job is to find these youth and provide them the resources that they need to become successful and the best versions of themselves.
Now, Aaron, since you have such direct contact with the kids, what have you experienced as first the biggest hurdle and second the most positive outcome working with youth on a pathway to employment?
So as Jesus said, it's challenging because these are young people that are disconnected from the system, young adults that otherwise wouldn't be successful. And so we're able to provide them resume writing and how to interview and how to have a proper email address. And not only that, we put them into the workforce throughout Ventura County, different types of opportunities to give them real life job experience. It's challenging because a lot of these young people do have serious barriers to employment. You know, they have sometimes a criminal record. Sometimes they haven't graduated from high school. Some of them are involved in the foster care system. Some of them are parents themselves at 20 years old. So these are really challenging barriers to gainful employment. But the impact that we make doing these programs is unbelievable. And we have a young lady, Edith, who she grew up in a really disadvantaged circumstance. You know, her parents were both drug addicts and they were incarcerated, and she didn't really have that future set out for her like a typical kid or young person might have. She came to this program, and not only did she get mentorship, but she got those real life training skills. We put her in vocational training, which the Workforce Development Board pays for. She got her CNA license, and now she's in nursing school. Her path has changed completely from where she was before, and so that's the best part of doing these programs. It's challenging because the stories are hard. You know, it's hard to hear these stories of adversity for these young people, but it's wonderful to see them triumph and become very resilient and make a better path for themselves.
I never knew much about the Boys and Girls Club. I figured, okay, it's a place they go goof around, run around, and just do goofy kids things. I went to one of the Boys and Girls Clubs. Not only were they helping with homework, it was very organized but still free enough where the kids got to goof around. There was juggling, unicycle riding, and just all sorts of things. But the main thing that I really liked was the organization, having professional people around, and the direction towards homework.
Absolutely.
Because how often have many of these kids had somebody sit down and say, oh, are you having trouble with that? Because if you feel like an idiot in school, you'll be an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and you'll goof around and you'll tend to go to different places. So that focus on helping, aiding, and getting them in the right direction is really huge. Because, you know, all these kids want to succeed and they want to be really good in class, but if they don't get the help at home and that's not available to them, how could their path possibly go in a positive direction? So I've seen the work you do, and it's wonderful.
Thank
you. It's really, really good. Jesus, the WDB just launched a new website. It's called VC Jobs with a Future. What types of resources will youth discover on the site? And another thing with a lot of these kids, do they have access to the Internet, which is another thing that we have to get through programs. So tell us about the site.
Well, VC Jobs for the Future, it was recently revamped and launched last week, December 4th. And so it's a really easy platform. Kids can go in there, put in what they want to do, what are their interests, and what those interests can lead to in terms of a skill or a vocational a trade or a career. So it's really easy platform. It's made for youth to go in there and just discover their interests and skills and what those skills can actually lead to. So it's a great resource, and I would recommend it to our youth. VCJobsForTheFuture.org.
all the years we've had the Workforce Development Board in here, we always hear of these assembly jobs that are available and these jobs in things where you say, well, isn't that just, you know, very simple? And it's, no, it's quite complicated work. And if the kids get math skills and get organization skills, they suddenly get into a job that's starting at $30,000 and $40,000 starting. And then if they work through a career, they can be here in the community with a really fantastic job. But if they don't get that opportunity to go in, they won't, that barrier of entry for them will be too strong, and they won't believe in themselves to achieve that.
I was just going to say that many of these new jobs are automated, and so mm-hmm. you need some basic skills to learn how to work the machines, some basic computer skills. And so a lot of youth don't have that. And so we want to make sure that youth have a plan after they graduate, or some don't graduate. And so we want them just to have a plan, and that way they feel positive about themselves, and they feel like they're supporting their families, and they see a bright future for themselves.
It's the what now and what next that we have to take care of. So let's close up here with Jesus and Aaron. There are a lot of great opportunities available to Ventura County youth. What is the best starting point for a parent, kid, or family member to learn about taking advantage of these opportunities? Aaron, would you go first, please?
Sure. So if a young person lives in the Oxnard Plain, Oxnard or Port Wainimi, the Boys and Girls Club is the service provider. And so you can find more information on our website, which is www.bgcop.org. Or you can come into the Boys and Girls Club on downtown Oxnard on 7th Street, and there's always going to be people there to help you, mentors and people who want to see a better future for young people in the community. And you know what's interesting is I've heard a statistic about 70% of people who grew up in this community stay in this community. So it's to all of our advantages to make sure that these young people are getting the skills they need, because they're our future generation, and they're going to be the ones running the community and doing the work for this community going forward.
And Jesus?
Same thing. You know, VCjobsForTheFuture.org. It's a great resource. Go on there, and you know, the future is yours.
Thank you very much for coming
Thank
in
you.
This morning. We really do appreciate it. If you or any young person you know could use a little help, you can learn more about the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Oxnard and Port Hueneme and Pathpoint programs and more at www.vcjobswithafuture.org/ready. You will find it right there to stay connected with the latest on career paths and good paying jobs. Be sure to join the conversation at VC Jobs Future on Twitter. It's been crazy with the fires in the news. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming
Thanks
in this
for having
morning.
Us.
We really do appreciate it here at News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
Monique.
Hello.
So nice to have you here this morning.
Happy.
And Mike, thank you for facilitating this.